Today, May 1st, Rant Radio will fall silent of music for one day as part of a collective protest against proposed CARP royalties. If the royalties that are proposed to go through on May 21st proceed as promised, you will see hundreds, if not thousands, of radio stations disappear from the internet forever. This day of silence is a reflection of what you will hear after May 21st. Since Rant Radio resides in Canada, we are not affected directly by CARP, but we are supporting Rain and Kurt Hansen in his fight against this crippling tariff. Most internet radio stations make no money from what they do and are supported through generous listeners who donate their bandwidth and time to spread the sound of often underplayed music all over the globe. Once again, corporations are stepping in and trying to regulate and take over what has been built up by volunteers from grassroots and place a stranglehold on free speech and the simple pleasure of enjoying music. I do not agree with the flat rate levy on internet music broadcasting. I would agree on a fee paid back to the artist. Notice I say the artist, not the record company, for a commercial internet radio station. But how can the RIAA and CARP expect non-profit radio stations to pay tens of thousands of dollars when they are collecting nothing back? The short answer is they don't. This is not about the money. This is about control of what you hear. The big music companies don't want you to hear the small and independent artists being played on non-profit radio stations. They want to sell you their artists exclusively, and they will do anything to make this happen, even as far as legislating and taxing the independents to death. If you need an example, just take a listen to any commercial radio station on your local dial. You will hear nothing but the top 40 stations that the stations are paid to play over and over again. If you think that radio stations are not being paid to play the latest hits, then you need to dig a little deeper. Now, if the corporations control what you hear, they control what you buy. Do you really think that prefab boy and girl bands would sell millions of records that they do if they weren't advertised? And I do mean advertised, not played on commercial radio stations. Do you really think that you're listening to music? There's less advertising in the ads than in the songs you're hearing. The proposed CARP legislation will destroy internet radio as we know it and turn it into another medium through which you will be brainwashed into thinking what you're listening to and what you like is what you need to buy. Rant Radio itself, if it was resided in the U.S., would personally have to pay an upwards of $100,000 U.S. per year to operate. I have already put in thousands to this nonprofit radio station, and I run this station out of the love of music. I would never want this taken away from me or my listeners just to put a few more dollars and complete control into the hands of a select few record companies. Companies who are still making record amounts of profit, even after the advent and proliferation of MP3s and CD duplication. As the longest running, since January 3rd, 1999, and usually the most listened to non-commercial industrial station on the net, Rant Radio hopes to spread the word and destructiveness about CARP. If you are a listener or even run an internet radio station yourself, please help by letting everyone you know about this threat to music and music stations. I urge you to let the powers that be that you are opposed to the legislation that will have a devastating impact on internet radio and may eventually lead to the closure of Rant Radio. For more information and reading on CARP and the RIAA, please go to the following websites: www.saveinternetradio.org, www.kurthanson.com, KurtHanson.com, or www.save-the-music.org, or you can go to www.rantradio.com and look at the links that are displayed on the front page. Please help, or all you'll be hearing is this.